It's Christmas Eve on The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The spirit of generosity and amnesty that often goes with this holiday seems to be eluding some officials in Texas. Three Christian families whose long journey from Syria to America is nearly over, but may miss Christmas this year. Texas is a state that has fought hard against the resettlement of Syrian refugees, and for now that means these three families are caught in a political vice. They can't go forward beyond their detention centers in southern Texas, and they certainly can't go back to Syria. Jonathan Ryan is the executive director of RAICES, the Refugee and Immigrant Center for Education and Legal Services, based in San Antonio, Texas.
The circumstances are pretty dire for these families. They are not in the same detention center. They were split up immediately after handing themselves over to immigration officials at the border. The fathers were sent to a for-profit prison for men, and the mothers and children were sent to a new for-profit prison that's specifically for women and children.
As far as we know, what was their path to get here to the United States?
These folks took their lives into their hands, had to put their fates in the hands of a smuggler, costing tens of thousands of dollars to get them out of Syria and on the long, circuitous journey to Mexico, after which they finally took a taxi to the bridge in Laredo and handed themselves over to U.S. immigration officials.
So they crossed the border and immediately handed themselves over and put themselves up for asylum. In normal circumstances, if someone didn't cross the border, I know there are a number of resettlement agencies there in Texas. Are they typically advising people to go to a particular border and then the resettlement process starts at that point?
Well, to be clear, the resettlement of refugees is a lengthy process that is conducted by the Department of State. These are individuals who fled active violence and who are requesting asylum, which means they're requesting refugee status from the border from a U.S. immigration judge. The process is different and much, much more rigorous. These are people who at any moment feel that they could be returned right back into that battle zone from whence they fled. They are not like the refugees in a camp that are being resettled by the Department of State. That's a much cozier process.
The bar is higher for them, which is a little bit confusing because in many ways their circumstances are more dire than the people who might be in the camps and have been away from violence for a while. Is that fair to say?
That's exactly right. You know, our country's heart broke a few months ago at the images of a Syrian child whose family tried to escape the violence and that child ended up drowning. That is these families. They are fleeing the exact same violence. Unfortunately, because of the changing tides of our political discourse and our news cycle, rather than protecting these very same people that we hold up as refugees, in fact, we're prosecuting them. We're putting them in prisons, and our government, our administration, President Obama himself, is doing everything he can to deport them.
Jonathan, what steps would you anticipate the government would be taking at this point to try to determine that these individuals are not a threat? Is there anything left to be done? Is there any background that needs to be checked here? Does the government have all the information it needs? What's your understanding?
That's one of the ironies of the situation, is that this family has actually passed every test that the government has given them. They've undergone lengthy interviews with our asylum office and all been found to actually have a positive, credible fear of returning back to Syria. They have undergone background checks through the FBI, Interpol, and probably about a dozen other federal agencies, and have been found to pose no security risk, no flight risk, and have all been found to have strong asylum cases, both by the asylum office and by our lawyers. So they've passed every test. It seems to be some other pressure or some other reason that we're not being told why the government has kept them in detention.
So, Jonathan, let me get this straight. The U.S. government's position is to condemn Islamic radicalism in Syria, to condemn ISIS's treatment of Syrian Christians in Syria. Yet here are three Syrian families in detention in the United States. They've passed all the tests for getting asylum, and they can't be released in time for Christmas?
That's right. And let me be very clear about this. Their religion has no bearing on their eligibility for asylum. I've represented hundreds of asylum seekers who are Muslim, who are Christian. All religions qualify for asylum if they are fleeing persecution. It just so happens in this particular case that we have a president and an administration that has called upon our better angels as a nation has evoked our past as a nation of immigrants, as one that has led the world in the protection of refugees. Yet on the ground, in the execution of policy, what we see is that the government is making every attempt to detain them, to potentially deport them back to Syria, and holding these families apart with no interaction. The husband has no idea how his children are faring, how his wife is doing. And so it's a real unfortunate irony that there seems to be a gulf between the stated policy of the administration and the way that things actually work on the ground.
Now, you speak very eloquently, and Jonathan, you're familiar with speaking to the media. So, your evocations of images of babies washing up on the shore, that's all fine, and there's nothing incorrect about any of that. But, is there some reason that I don't understand why these individuals are still in custody? Is there some sort of red tape issue here that you can tell me about to help illuminate this? Because it does seem completely at odds with everything that the president is saying.
I really cannot think of a good reason. What we know is that these families were originally scheduled to be released. In fact, their family members in the United States were contacted to purchase airplane tickets for them to depart Texas and travel to be with their families. Immediately after the unfortunate events in San Bernardino, however, their families were called and told to cancel those tickets. So it does appear that there was a process through which they should have been released, but that outside forces, unfortunately, politics, news cycles, is what's keeping these people in detention right now. There is a mass, I think, hysteria. There is a paranoia afoot, and these folks, unfortunately, are falling prey to that.
Jonathan Ryan, thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.
Jonathan Ryan is executive director of RAISES, the Refugee and Immigrant Center for Education and Legal Services, based in San Antonio.